You go, dog.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Wednesday, it's my favorite day because I get to sit next to one of my childhood heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Arsenio Hall, everybody.
Oh, man.
Nice to see you, man.
Hey, can I tell you something? I planned on starting the show off with some really bone-shattering, piercing, vicious humor.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then your daughter walked past me and said, "You go, dog."
And you go, dog.
I feel at peace with the world. I even might vote for McCain.
Yeah, my daughter's here today with my wife, and I don't know why we're all having pizza, but my daughter walks around the house going, "You go, dog."
She's so cute. Hey, I went to bed last night, and I know this is wishful thinking. I know these are delusions of grandeur, but I was hoping we'd wake up and the AIG bailout would have helped everything. You know? Because
right.
You know, I got that the Obama.
Didn't work out, huh?
I got the Obama waffle stock.
Oh, yes. And, how's that working out?
Boy, today, real bad. It's worse than my brass button stock right before 911.
Well, fortunately, we have about 48 days left, and then we can all go back to being normal Americans instead of fighting over this thing all the time.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the economy.
The economy's in terrible shape. I wouldn't be surprised if we went into a depression, man.
I think we don't use the D word, Tim. And I think we have to be in a recession a certain amount of days.
I think it's two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
Okay.
I think.
Because I feel depressed.
Oh, I'm depressed out of my mind, yeah.
But I feel economically depressed.
I do, too. I have a house out in the San Fernando Valley, mm-hmm. and I torture myself by going to Zillow.com to see how much it's worth every day.
Yeah.
And in the last year, I've lost $220,000 worth of value in my house.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, now here's...
But what else? What was I going to do? Sell it?
Now, see, here's how we are the same, but our methodology is different. This is how...
You live with an appraiser?
Instead of going to Zillow or wherever you went...
Right.
I was watching a BET clip where Diddy was talking about how he doesn't want to use his plane these days because the fuel is so expensive.
Right.
And I felt horrible.
And you know what happened?
What?
Enough people went to his website and contributed to him that he got his plane back.
Really?
Yeah. And he's flying around again.
That's crazy. You know,
they wouldn't do that to me.
I mean, by the way, speaking of planes and bailouts, now I've always thought it would be cool to have a plane. Shouldn't every citizen be able to do something crazy like shouldn't I be able to buy a plane and if I can't handle it, get bailed out just once?
Right.
Just once. I'd like some AIG action.
Yeah, there are a lot of people getting bailed out and just once, but in a big way.
Chrysler.
Yeah.
And I think individuals, we should get one shot. You know, we should have a card, a get bailed out free card by the government.
The only two guys that couldn't put a bailout together are those Lehman Brothers.
Yeah.
Everybody else is getting bailed out.
Yeah. Bank of America bailed somebody out.
Yeah, you got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac getting bailed out.
Sound like a bunch of pimps and hoes. And I think I might have hit on something.
I was buzzing around the internet today like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a story. The O'Neills are back with the drugs.
Now, I assume you don't mean Shawnee and Shaq.
No. Ryan O'Neill and his son are back in action.
Those alleged junkies.
Yeah.
Junkie asses.
But that whole family likes it. they love those drugs.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to one of their family reunions. Usually I go and I'm hoping that the uncle will barbecue something really good, some good pork ribs. But this family, I can't wait to see what the meth lab is like. Over at the O'Neills.
You know, they had that incident where the father and the son got into a fist fight last year.
Yeah. That sounds like a meth activity.
And he was swinging that fireplace poker around and grazed him about five times, then whacked his girlfriend with it, too.
And the daughter, the dancer, what's the dancer? Tatum?
No, Tatum O'Neill, yeah.
Yeah, the angry dancer.
Yeah, and she's buying drugs on the street in New York.
Yeah, and that was how long ago?
Yeah, like 6 months ago or so.
Wow, so the family's partying.
They liked it. They enjoy these drugs. And you know what? I got to tell you, they might be onto something here. You know?
Tim, wait. Well, come on, Tim. You know,
I mean,
our country is going through some tough times, but let us not give up on our morality personally, Tim.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, if my dad and I were doing meth together, I think that'd be a kick-ass time.
Oh, Tim.
But now it's just, you know, occasionally we have a light beer together and catch a 3-minute buzz. You know, like that buzz you get after one beer?
Yeah, yeah.
So you gotta chase it again. But
you think it possibly could go to another level with a dad?
I think so. Smoking weed with your dad or mom. I bet there's a lot of people listening right now that party with their parents.
I don't know, man. I see, I'm the son of a Baptist preacher. So am I. My father, he preaches from the book of satire, though. 9:4 says, I walked into a bar, Lord Jesus.
All right, if you've partied with your parents, and that was pretty cool. Call us up here. I'd like to chit-chat with you because I've never done it.
We are family.
Yeah.
I have a rolled-up dollar bill with me.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, everybody. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Let me put some on my gums, right?
Wow.
Thanks, Dad.
Somebody's never done it, man. You got all the moves.
Hey,
down.
I'm doing a sketch. We end that with thanks, Dad. That was a sketch, Tim. Why would a brother do a sketch? He got to be an ex-junkie. Huh? How come a brother got to do meth because he's doing meth sketch? If I was Tina Fey, I'd be like, oh, he nailed it. He nailed the voice. Oh, the way he did his O's, they were so good. How come I got to be a junkie?
You got a point there. All right, here we go. The story of the O'Neill family out in Malibu going for it.
Actor Ryan O'Neill and his son with Farrah Fawcett were both arrested this morning on drug charges. Deputies say they found methamphetamine at O'Neill's Malibu home. KCAL9's Christine Lazar live now in Malibu with details. Christine?
By the way, I wonder what time of day that drug bust happened. It sounds like it's about 6, 7 in the morning, right? And either they were still up on meth from the night before or they were sleeping. And when you kick in the door of a guy who enjoys his meth, it's a real circus.
They couldn't have created a bigger problem by busting in when the view was on.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Your meth, you know, you at home during the day watching soap operas, been up all night long and somebody kicks the door in.
And you know what? He's just doing meth. Or supposedly, reportedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He's just doing meth, allegedly, in his house in Malibu. What the Christ are the cops doing there? It's not like he's robbing a Ralph's to get the money for it.
Hey, is that part of that less government thing you
were
teaching me?
Oh, yeah.
Less involvement.
Stay out of our houses.
Yeah, I'm doing meth in the crib. I'm in the crib.
Yeah, you're not, you know, robbing a liquor store to get the money.
Right. I'm not sitting out in front of Taco Bell doing meth.
It's Ryan O'Neill's health and his kids' health. That's all that's at stake, you know?
So should we legalize meth after McCain
wins?
Oh,
yeah. I believe we should legalize everything and just everybody start enjoying yourself again.
That would cure the problem with traffic here because a few million meth deaths and the 101 will be smooth.
Straighten everybody out. All right, here we go. More with Ryan O'Neill and his kid.
Yeah, Mia, both Ryan O'Neill and his 23-year-old son, Redmond, are now back home here in Malibu. If I step out of the way, you can see this is their home, the white and brown one there on PCH in Malibu. They bailed out around 12:30 this afternoon. Both of them were only being held on $10,000 bail. We do have video of their release. Neither of them said anything as they exited the station, the Lost Hills station, and got into a white SUV. Both father and son will be charged with felony drug possession.
Is that a quiet ride home? With the son and the father?
Yeah, that would be an awkward ride.
You were hungry? No.
You got something on your nose, Dad.
Two of them just sitting there in that car. And then when you go in the house, it's got to be quiet too, right?
Oh.
Turn the TV set on. Just sit there.
Hey, what? So what is meth behavior like? In all honesty,
I think it's a lot of moving.
Speedy?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of, you know, the jaw and moving the hands and real, you know, quick motions and, you know, and picking the skin too. A lot of skin tabs and, you know, picking the face and stuff. And I think there's a moderate amount of paranoia.
Oh.
That comes along
that's
for the ride.
That's a bonus.
Yeah. For people like that.
Yeah.
There's a radical paranoia that comes with it. All right, here we go. More with the Ryan O'Neal family.
Redmond O'Neal will also be charged with violating his probation. And this is video from Sky 9. It was overhead as the two of them drove home.
See, the only nice thing about getting busted with your dad for having meth is that you once you get busted by the cops, that's the maximum punishment. Because it's not like you're going to go home and your dad's going to kick your ass when he finds out he was arrested with you.
That is perfect. Yeah, that is, boy.
You know, because if I would have done it, I would have been more fearful of my mom and dad when I got home than the cops.
But it's so cool to turn and there's a guy next to you signing an autograph. Glad you enjoyed McHale's Navy. Love, Tim Sr. Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Glad I don't have to face him.
Yes, with these O'Neals, everybody.
Home in that white SUV, you'll see them pull into the driveway and then Ryan O'Neal gets out of the driver's side. He's in the white shirt and Redmond O'Neal gets out of the passenger side. In the red shirt, and Ryan O'Neal's in the white shirt, I should clarify.
For people who are listening and not watching on TV, she has the wardrobe down. She knew exactly what they were wearing here.
Redmond, he is also facing that charge for violating his probation, and that's because sheriff's deputies visited the home this morning on a routine probation check. In June, Redmond pleaded guilty to possession of heroin, and then this morning, a sheriff's spokesman describes what they found.
Oh, here we go.
They discovered that he, the son, was in possession of narcotics, and then also discovered that the father was in possession of narcotics, and they've both been arrested on felony possession of narcotics.
Oh, boy. But, I mean, that can happen to me. You know, I got drugs in the house. I mean, I have prescription for all of them, but still, they're narcotics.
But, Tim, I mean, you know, me being a wordsmith and everything, I heard the word routine. This is a routine check.
Oh, routine check. Like, yeah. They should have known it was
they
coming?
They should have known. If you had a routine check coming up, Tim, you would probably take your meth and bring it to my house.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And vice versa.
Absolutely.
That's why we're in the valley. We help each other out. Yeah, I think you're right. I missed that.
They discovered that he, the son, was in possession of narcotics, and then also discovered that the father was in possession of narcotics, and they've both been arrested on felony possession of narcotics.
Oh, hey, by the way, the guy talking, did he stay and orally please all the men at the prison?
I don't know what's going on with this
what's
crew
up
out
with
there.
That affectation.
But, you know, if you live in Malibu and you got yourself a $4 million house right on the ocean, the cops should leave you the F alone. I mean, you've made
it. What an interesting philosophy towards
the more money you have in this world, the less contact you should have with the cops. I totally buy that. It's incentive for people to get out there and kick ass.
Yeah, because you can do meth without being disturbed.
Yeah,
if you just lift yourself up by your bootstraps.
I mean, if you have all the, you know, the fame of the O'Neills and the Farrah Fawcetts, and you're making all that money, you got a beautiful house on the beach, and you still can't do meth. You should be able to do meth. You made it.
I thought that's why you buy a beach home.
That's exactly why you do, to get the hell away from the cops. Yes. You know what you got to do? You got to buy a compound. You got to be out in the middle of, like, the desert where you can see a mile around your house. You know, get the dogs out there, and then you can really enjoy it.
At any point, like right now, are you thinking, or maybe stop doing meth?
Nah, these guys are really into it. The whole family's into it. But also, I mean, when you're doing meth, I've never done meth. I've never smelled it. Is there an odor to meth?
I'm not sure, but that was
like, will the neighbors complain?
The way you tried to trap me into knowing too much, that was unique. But no, I really don't know.
I've never done meth. I've never seen anybody do meth.
I was
going
to say, you know, it smelled like a wig burning. You ever smell a red wig burn? That's what meth smell like. It make you real strong, Tim, real strong.
Yeah, and going back to there's a moderate amount of paranoia that comes along with the drug. That's got to be the worst. You know, once the high wears off, the paranoia stays.
You're standing in the middle of a bunch of cops saying, is that Willie Williams? Or am I just paranoid? That looked like Willie Williams.
Here's more of the O'Neills.
And again, they have bailed out. They're back home today in Malibu. Sheriff's deputies tell me they found the drugs on Redmond's body somewhere, either in his pockets or in his clothing. They found the drugs on Ryan O'Neal, they say, in some sort of living area. Both of them are due back in court on the 13th of November. And again, they are back home tonight. They bailed out, $10,000 bail. Live in Malibu, I'm Christine Lazar, KCAL 9 News.
I'd be so pissed if I was his family. that these cops are busting in and looking at my private crap. And I'm sure they went through everything.
Oh, yeah.
All the drawers. You know,
because if you got meth around, I'm sure there's a picture of you with Farrah and a banana.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of videos going on. They probably, you know, they went through all the pictures and everything. It's just embarrassing. Yeah. It's embarrassing that the amount of power that these law enforcement agencies have. Again, I blame them. All right, have you ever...
I'm not sure if you're a Republican. I think you're some kind of new party.
I don't know why.
I'm not sure what animal you'll use as the icon, but it'll have a party hat
big
on
snake.
Him someday.
Big headless snake. All right, let's talk to Joe in Long Beach. You smoke or do drugs with Dad?
Yeah, we smoke marijuana together.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, he actually smoked me out for the first time.
How old were you?
15.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, we never smoked meth together, but I can definitely answer any questions about odors and anything else
smell?
You have. Oh, yeah.
What does it smell like?
A red wig.
Well, you can actually... Yeah, well, it only smells like a red wig burning. It only smells like a red wig burning. When you burn it, you can actually burn it.
Hey, you know...
All right, thanks,
sometimes
buddy.
Sometimes when you just pull any old expert off the street to come in and tell us about drugs, that's what you get,
that's
man.
What you get.
He says some old wild can't say on the air kind
of... Yes. Well, you know, that's sort of what you get when you have a topic like this. You're right, you know. You have a topic about how you party with your dad, some guy's going to use some colorful language.
Yeah, it's amazing. I thought Babe Buchanan would call.
Yeah, as Corolla said, instead of using the S words, good day, sir. I said good day, sir.
Nice job, retard.
All right, let's talk to, I don't know, how about Greg in Rancho Cucamonga? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, who do you smoke with?
Well, I got a couple parents. Neither of them are my parents. One's my my wife's mom. We've been smoking bud with her for quite a long time.
Does your wife smoke with her as well?
Yeah, actually, we all do.
Yeah, you know what? See, the does it get into like a deep conversation when that happens?
No, not really. It's kind of just a habit thing. You know, we just do it once in a while. We don't really get all crazy or anything, you know.
And you smoke with your wife and your wife's mom?
Yeah. quite a few times.
Any grandkids involved yet in the sin bin?
No.
All right. Yeah, see, the problem I have with smoking weed with my dad or my mom, mm-hmm. and my mom is no longer around, but it would have to be my dad, is that I think I'd get too into... You know, too deep into, you know, like, what was his childhood like, you know, and then go back to, you know, I mean, between my mom and, you know, your new wife, did you get any,
if you
decent
and your
Carol
dad,
Burnett tale? You know?
If you and your dad smoked a joint together, you would laugh for 3 hours. I think in ways about things you have never laughed at before.
I bet you're right. Absolutely right.
I couldn't see my dad. I could never. My dad was a Baptist preacher and he wasn't. But, you know, even though we never got high together, me and my dad once molested a nun. I had a little, you know, menage a sister.
We're still on the air.
Man, I thought you said commercial.
Okay. All right, now we'll take a commercial break. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. If you've ever partied with your parents, give us a call. 520-9710.
We spanked a nun with a ruler, man.
Yeah. 888-520-9710. We're live at 97.1 for FM. welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday. And we got some big stuff coming up. October 8th, we're going to be doing a live broadcast over at KCAL.
Now, what exactly does that mean, Tim? You're teaching me radio. I'm new to the experience. What does that mean?
That means we'll be over at KCAL and doing a live broadcast from their set. They have an auxiliary set there.
Oh.
And then at 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35, we'll be on TV for about 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. And then you can meet all those chicks that you watch on Channel 9 every night.
That's
Jackie
really cool.
Johnson. Tina Fey.
Yeah, Tina Fey is over there now.
Yeah, she's over there.
And you know what? You can see Russia from that studio.
All right. If you were privileged enough to smoke or do crack or do coke with mom or dad, for those of us who have not done that, maybe you can live the pleasures through you from your stories, because I've never done that before. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
My Obama waffle stock just fell 4 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, I've had beers with my dad, and I've gambled with my dad, but I've never, I don't think he's ever smoked pot, or if he has, he certainly didn't tell me about it. And I don't think he's ever done coke or crack or anything like that.
Your dad's real straight, huh?
Very, yeah. I remember when we were younger, I had a headache, so I took a couple of aspirin out of his medicine cabinet and took him, took like 3 or 4 aspirin. And he comes in and goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just, I got a headache." He said, "What'd you just take?" I said, "They're aspirin." He goes, "Are you sure?" I said, "Well, they came out of your medicine cabinet." So I'm pretty sure. And I said, "Dad, I said, listen, if I'm doing drugs, I'm not doing them in your bathroom." Give me a break here. But he was very cautious about that. When you got caught smoking pot or crack or coke or whatever the first time, rehab.
Gone.
30 days. And two of my brothers went that direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just for smoking weed.
That Pat O'Brien guy who used to be on The Insider?
Yeah.
He had to go away.
Another guy. Yeah.
He wrote a letter to The Insider. I got to show you this article later.
Okay.
He wrote a letter.
Let's talk to us, Sophia in Gardena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello.
Hey.
I was just going to tell you guys a story. Like, I've pretty much done a lot of stuff with my mom. I've actually gotten high with her before. That was a bad experience. And then, and these were all when I was still in high school, okay? And then one time I was supposed to go to a concert, and I was completely tired just from everything that was still going on in my life at that time. She was like, "Hey, you want to pick me up?" And at that time, I knew my mom did drugs, but I just never did it myself. And so then she basically offered me a line of crystal.
Wow.
And so that was my first time doing that.
How was the concert?
The concert was great. I mean, I stayed awake. I didn't notice anything different. I just noticed that I had a lot more energy. Like, I stayed up. I wasn't tired anymore.
Who did you go see perform?
Oh, actually, it was a different station's concert.
Concert? What was it? The K-Rock?
It was Powerhouse. Powerhouse.
Hey, for Power 106. How old were you when that happened?
I was still in high school. I was like 17 and a half. Jesus, 17.
I can't imagine 17. Yeah. You're too exhausted to go to a concert.
Wait, I started. Well, I had other things going on at that time.
I guess so. God almighty, man.
As far as like with the weed situation, we went and sat at the park, and she basically followed me for the rest of the day. Like, I was already on my own, trip, and I wanted to enjoy it and go see my friends and hang out. And she followed me to their house and sat on the porch because she felt that if we walked out the house together, we needed to stay together the whole time.
Oh, man.
I'm still kind of shook up that this girl is so tired at such a young age.
No. Well, you got to understand.
In other countries, the kids are in Al-Qaeda by this age already.
No.
They're already fighting it.
Hey,
it
wasn't what do you do for a living now?
Well, right now I'm in accounting. I have a day job and a night job.
Oh, good for you. All right.
Yeah. So, I'm actually on break right now in my car because I don't want them to know this.
All right. No more crystal, right?
No, heck not. And I'm telling you, that experience was like, it totally turned me off to that. I still get high like every day. But
that's a good mother.
Wait a minute. I think we missed a part of that. Yeah, it totally turned her off, Crystal. I mean, she smokes weed, like an Electrolux every day.
Every day.
Working two jobs, you need something to help you get a hold of, life. It's kind of frustrating.
More than two jobs, you're accounting and what else?
Okay, in the day, I basically work in the accounting department. And then at night, I'm an encoder for checks at a bank.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me real quickly, can you tell me the name of the bank? I'm going to keep my money out of the institution.
It's not one of the ones going bankrupt, so don't be scared.
Okay. I don't want to have to check and recheck and recheck my statement every month.
Just double check, because we do make mistakes.
Listen, I've had 3 mistakes happen to me in the last 2 years. And
were they good or bad?
One was, they're all bad, but one almost cost me $5,000. They took $5,000 out of a savings account that I had.
Yeah, I don't know how. Some of the mistakes these people make are really messed up. I've been here for a while, but I'm proud of my accuracy.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe people have to smoke more weed. They can be more accurate.
All right.
All right. Hey, hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you some tickets here.
All right.
Where you can go in if you ever get a break from one of these jobs. A pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood tomorrow night. Powered by Chris Rock, Kill the Messenger.
Cool.
And that's premiering on September 27th at 10 p.m. only on HBO. And, oh, nothing. Arsenio Hall is just good friends with Chris Rock.
If she likes Chris like you do, she might quit both of those jobs.
All right. Hold on 1 second. And
thanks
for calling.
All right.
There she goes. A woman I could never date.
Why?
Her name's Sophia.
Well, I don't think you're going to be doing much dating from here on in anyway. But in the past...
Listen, I'm never going to get divorced, but if, you know, let's say, God forbid, my wife gets hit by a car.
Let's not even have this conversation.
I hope it never happens, but, you know, a lot of accidents happen. You know, guys are on the, buzzing around, and crap happens.
Hope she gets hit by David Foster, the writer.
But you could never go out with
Now, do you know David Foster hit Ben Vereen?
Yeah, he's dead, David Foster. Didn't he die? I thought he died.
I don't think the impact behind the wheel was that bad.
No, I thought week he died, didn't he?
Let me Google it.
Let's see if David Foster died. I think he did.
Let me Google it.
Yeah.
I interrupted you. Go on.
David Foster Wallace died? Is that the same guy?
He's a great American novelist, Tim.
Right. Yeah. The guy who hit Ben Vereen is still in...
We're on PCH, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. But you're going. Go on. Let's
talk about that can happen to my wife. She can be walking to Malibu and get hit by a car.
Yeah.
But I could never date a woman who has my mom's name, my sister's name, or my daughter's name. It's just too weird.
Yeah. And your daughter's name came from your grandma's name.
Yeah.
Okay, like now, years ago in high school,
right?
Could you have gone out with somebody with your grandma's name?
Yes.
You could have, okay.
Yeah, because she had passed on.
Until you gave it to your daughter, that's what created the problem.
Unless her name was my exact grandmother's name, which was Sophia Mugoy. And and there weren't a lot of those buzzing around Birmingham High School.
Sounds like something you say when you're having sex. Don't you scream that? Was it the second word?
Sophia Mugoy.
Mugoy. Yeah, that sounds like something you would scream.
But I couldn't, could you go with a, what was your mom's name?
My mom's name is Annie Hall. And I actually slept with Woody Allen. It's the only gay experience I've ever had. But I slept with Woody Allen while Soon Yi videoed it.
Jesus Christ.
Is that her name, Soon Yi?
I think it was. Yeah, it is Soon Yi. Yeah.
I'm reaching now.
Wow, look at you. Hey, Kim in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
That's it, huh?
She's passing a needle to her mom right now.
Are you currently doing drugs?
No, I am, I don't know how you say it, a cougar, and I'm a certified personal trainer, and my son came home, and he and my boyfriend wrote me into this, and I had no idea what was on the table, and all of a sudden bells were ringing, and things were going off, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
Sounds like they put a Popeye cartoon on TV. What if bells are ringing? I saw stars, and I saw a Mighty Mouse.
And I didn't know what it was. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, you guys are going to rehab. I'm like, this stuff is just not... Because to me, it was too...
Wait, is the first time you did coke?
Yeah, absolutely, in my life.
Did you snort it?
No, we smoked it.
Oh, smoked it, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know what it was.
Did you smoke it with weed?
No, they did weed. Like, that was their thing, and then they brought this home. And, you know, I'm so naive. I grew up Catholic.
How did you smoke it? Out of a glass pipe?
Yeah.
And you had no idea what it was?
I didn't know what it was. That's how naive I was. My children could bring things into the house.
You call it?
You thought it was
naive.
Prince Albert, or
what? Yeah, I call it radical stupidity.
Well, there you go.
You're stupid.
I mean, if you didn't know what a crack pipe or a coke pipe or and them lighting up this.
But even not to know that it's bad. Yeah. I mean, what good
did you ask any questions
pipe?
Before you put the pipe in your mouth?
Did they tell you it was a tuba?
Oh, no. I mean, I'd seen a lot of stuff on TV and stuff and seen movies. And just I thought, well, at this point in my life, okay, I'm like, you know, 39-something years old. Maybe I should experience things. But I didn't know it would have that profound.
I don't know. It sounds like you're a cougar who's been tranquilized, baby. All right. We're gonna send you something, too. Just get you out of that crazy house.
It's not that way any longer. The dude's been kicked to the curb, and my son's in culinary school, and it's all good in my house.
Excellent. Everything worked out.
Very, very short-lived experience, let me tell you.
All right, hold on. Nobody cares. We're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to the Cellar in downtown Fullerton. The Cellar, your special event destination, cellardining.com. It's C-E-L-L-A-R dining.com. I heard that place is pretty cool.
I wonder, ever in history has someone in like 20 seconds said, no one cares, and then give someone a prize? all in 20 seconds. Yeah, bitch, no one cares. Here's something you can go to.
My whole life worked out. Who cares? All right, Ron in San Francisco, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, you guys. Hey. Thanks for having me on the show. And good show. And Arsenio, we miss you on TV. Thanks,
yeah, brother. You got to get back on TV. You're not going to be on TV.
I'm going to be on KCAL at an auxiliary set.
Yeah, but wait, you're on Channel 13, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. But let's talk about KCAL. KCAL on an auxiliary set, what night?
On October 8th.
Yes, with Tim. But thank you, man. Talk to us.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, I'm 42 years old, and as a teenager, I grew up and experimented with drugs off and on, but I was blessed to not have an addictive type personality, so it's more social. But also, you know, make comment earlier about what you mentioned about, you know, the O'Neills, how they went into their house and ransacked everything. So I grew up in an impoverished areas because, you know, I grew up kind of poor as a kid. And, you know, the government or the police used to bust in houses around my neighborhood all the time and throw stuff out in the street. So it's kind of like they don't really discriminate when it comes to drugs, rich or poor. So, but
did you do drugs with your parents?
No. Well, you know what? What happened is, you know, I met my dad when I was 18, and you know, I did drugs off and on and up until that time, a little time after. But it was funny when I first met my father. I was getting ready to leave, you know, after spending the weekend there, and you know. He and my brother, my brother and I went out to the garage, and he pulled out a weed pipe and put some coke on it, and we smoked it, all three of us.
You, your brother, and your dad?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I mean, that was the strangest experience, you know, with drugs I've ever had. I mean, it was kind of cool in the beginning because I mean, not realizing so much that's my father, but me not really kind of growing up with him, it was a little bit different, but...
Did the conversation turn pretty heavy?
Well, you know, it was as I was getting ready to leave after the weekend. So, you know, I was trying to not look high, and I was trying to say my goodbyes to my brothers and sisters I met and everybody else. And it was kind of weird because I started feeling paranoid after smoking the weed and the coke on it that I didn't know what I was going through as I was leaving. Was it the weed or was I was really feeling it as I was leaving?
Oh, yeah, right. So you're sad, but the whole thing was too weird for you to handle.
It weirded me out, yeah. And now that I'm in my 40s, I don't have any children as of yet. But it's kind of like, I feel like that's where you kind of draw the line. I mean, with your kids, is
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, if you hit it with the kids.
No, I mean, even if you. Sorry.
No, go ahead. We actually got to take a break. We thank you for calling, Ronnie.
Oh, thanks so much.
Take care of yourself, man. All right, take care, Ronnie. Seems like a decent guy. Yeah, I don't think I could ever smoke weed or do crack with my daughter. Plus, she's only three. I'd get in a lot of trouble for that.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah.
If your daughter comes to you one day.
Not hot cookies, baby.
If she comes to you one day and says, Dad, have you ever smoked marijuana? What will you say?
It depends on if I'm smoking while she's asking me. And how much I can lie to her. No, I'll lie to her. I said, no way, man. It's the devil's weed.
I'm just like granddad, you know? pure and clean.
I got a lot of nasty emails last night because somebody asked if my daughter says, hey, why are those two guys kissing over there? What would you do? And I said, throw her in the car and say, we got to run away from these devils. I was just kidding, for God's sakes. A lot of emails saying what a homophobe I am. It was a goddamn joke. Please be careful out there. Don't take everything so seriously.
Have
fun. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Have you ever smoked weed or done drugs with mom or dad? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And then again, every single Wednesday, at least for the next 6 months until that bed is secure, Arsenio Hall is going to be here.
You know what? Do they know the bet? I mean, I bet on McCain. I bet you $100 that McCain would be
I thought you were talking about the other bet you have with a friend.
Oh, you mean, the bet that I could do this for a year and not miss.
Right, and not miss a day.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to get jacked up because you all are going and doing a live Halloween show.
Not Scary Farm,
And you know Halloween, that's where white men go nuts. There's no way. I've never been outside my house on Halloween since I became an adult. White men go crazy. And I will be, that night.
I agree
I'm
with
like,
you.
Oh, I might not be around that
night. Yeah, I agree with you, man. Yeah. That is a tough night, devil's night. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall.
That was reverse racism, what you just said.
Arsenio Hall. Well, that's what you're insinuating. God damn it, I know what you're talking about. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
I'm in the hizzy.
October 8th, we'll be over at, it's on the Radford lot now. Valley.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Big, beautiful building. We'll be on KCAL on October 8th.
Okay.
Brand new building.
And how often do we go on per hour?
8:30 to 8:35, 9:30 to 9:35, and 10:30.
And I saw on a memo, isn't Lycus coming by or something?
Yeah. At 8 o'clock, I think Adam Carolla will join us.
Uh-huh.
At 9 o'clock, Frosty, Addy, and Frank. And then 10 o'clock, Tom Likas.
Cool.
How great is that?
How did you pull that off?
Well, I got this guy, Mike Nelson over there, who does all the publicity for CBS.
Right on.
Best PR guy in the world by far.
I set him up for the shout-out.
Oh, yeah. Big shout-out. All right, have you ever smoked pot or did drugs with mom or dad? Jesse and Covina, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, my brethren?
Hey,
dude.
Hey, listen here, Timmy.
Yes,
sir. Me and my dad smoked a Lanyo together many a time. It was cool.
All right.
It was cool.
Did you ever go out and try to get chicks together?
No, never, never.
That's the next step, huh?
Not in my case. We just, sit down, smoke a Lanyo, have a beer.
Hey, when your dad was high, if he said, is your mom and dad still married?
No, my dad's passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. But when he was alive and your mom was alive and he said to you, well, he's got this big blunt in his face, he says, hey, Jesse, I got to get this off my chest, but man, I cheated on your mom about 2 years ago with this really hot chick. Would you rat him out?
Definitely. I don't go for cheating. I don't go for cheating, man. That's where I draw the line, man.
I do
meth, but don't cheat on my mama.
Don't cheat on my mama.
I'll light you up. Okay, he is my
even
dad.
Even if it is your dad.
Now give me that glass pipe.
That's the danger you have when you're smoking with your son.
Even with my mama, when I was like 14, 15 years old, she'd buy me a half pint of tequila and some milk because I used to like to coat my stomach. I'd be out by the pool having my shots of tequila. Drinking my milk.
Good for you. And are you calling us from Promises?
Is he? No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm perfectly well.
All right, dude.
I'm 49 years old now. Everything's done.
Good for you. Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you a pass for two to see Burn After Reading with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Look at that. Look at those two studs.
Wow.
At any SoCal AMC theater. Burn After Reading with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Wow. A lot of chicks are hot for those two.
Yeah. Women love them.
They love those.
Now,
two.
Isn't Brad Pitt related to Obama?
I think so, yeah.
Like some distant family tree, yeah. Some bizarre Alex Haley nightmare.
That's exactly right, man. Look at that, dude. All right, let's talk to, how about Lucy out in Tarzana? You're on 97.1.
Lucy in the sky! I'm sorry.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Lucy.
What's up, baby?
All right, so check it out. Like 10 years ago, I'm about 25 at the time, my brother, right after his wedding, after the reception, we're all out at a bar, and my dad looks over to me, and he's like, do you smoke pot? And I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, how do I answer this? I'm like, do I lie and say no? Do I say yes? And my friend's like, just tell him the truth. I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, all right. He's like, we're outside. He's like, light him up. Come on. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he had his own with him. It was crazy.
Wow. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and like one time at a Thanksgiving dinner, I'm at like a family dinner at Thanksgiving, and my brother comes by. He's like, 10 minutes, be outside. I'm like, all right. So I go out there, and there's my dad again out there waiting for us to go like to the park next door and just go and light up again. I was like, this is just so weird. And now it's just like a normal everyday occurrence. Like
he's like a teenager, you know? This dad of yours.
Yeah, he is. And it's really funny. He gets really crazy.
Is that right before he water ballooned your mom?
Oh, hey, be nice.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what that is. I don't know if it was actually that rude or not. All right. We have got to take a break here. When we come back, Gina Grad will do the news. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Tony Kornheiser is being called a racist, and George Takei is happy to finally be taken off the market. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, my.
Hey, did you dress her again this week?
No, but she every Wednesday she dresses up for the show.
Knowing, am I dressed up today?
Knowing
my
Arsenio's coming in.
Yeah, but
you got
today
6-inch heels on, baby. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, she got some other kind of footwear
six
going
inch
on.
Heels?
Yeah. All right. Also, David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 ways John McCain can be more youthful. Top 10 ways John McCain could be more youthful. That's the ticket, huh?
Yes, 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 yes.
All right.
Oh, man, they bring Randy such joy, those writers.
I love these lists.
They bring him joy.
It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.